Ace Podcast.
10, 9, we have ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3.
Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone, the podcast that brings you the best in strange stories and weird news and just all-out true goofiness. My name is Aaron.
And my name is Jose.
No, it's not.
No, Craig's not here today.
And
Craig's not here.
He was just a minute ago.
He had to go get coffee.
Well, okay. Anyway, we got a stack of stories, Jose. Excited about these, and
I like stories.
This one on top, we call it. You know what we call it?
Top story.
Top story.
Top story.
Hey, I'm back.
Good. Sorry. I was getting worried.
I had to go get coffee.
Yeah, how is it?
I didn't get any.
What?
The line cafe's closed. Was too long.
Okay.
Hey, first story. Naked Florida man breaks. It's Florida.
Here we go. I gotta come up with.
Gotta get the Florida thing. Naked Florida man breaks into house for. What would you think he's breaking in for?
Jewelry.
Try again.
Ground beef?
No, we had that last week.
Money?
No. Booze?
Drugs?
Mm-mm.
Something.
Sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds?
You know, those things are expensive, okay?
No, they're not. You get like a pound for 50 cents.
Oh, whatever.
They're cheaper than Jack in the Box tacos.
Not as good.
I would beg to differ.
I'm with you.
Ready?
Yeah,
story.
Go.
Largo, Florida.
Largo.
Key Largo. Jamaica.
Police said a naked man used a butter knife to break into his neighbor's house in the middle of the night.
You know what he was trying to do? He was trying to buddy your necktie.
To break into the neighbor's house in the middle of the night because he wanted some sesame seeds to put on his hamburger bun. Doesn't McDonald's offer this? The homeowner woke up to find Martin Henderson rummaging through his kitchen in the dark, according to the local Tampa, Florida TV.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm just looking for the sesame seeds.
William Lowland said the guy wouldn't leave, so Lowland grabbed him by the neck and escorted him towards the front door. He was still naked.
What's he going
to
do?
Lowland said to the TV reporter.
Suddenly make clothes?
I don't know. I said, you're lucky I don't knock you out.
Mama said.
Henderson said he didn't think Lowland could do that.
So what happened, Greg?
I don't think he'd do that. So Lowland punched him twice. Lowland called 911, and the police came and took the naked alleged burglar to jail. Henderson told the police that he'd been smoking spice all day long.
That oregano will get you.
Yeah. Spice is a synthetic form of marijuana that has been known to cause this sort of thing.
Have you noticed that with these synthetic drugs that people get naked quickly?
Well, they eat people's faces, too.
They do all kind of weird stuff. That stuff's demonic.
Hey, let's lock you in a cage and put you on some synthetics and see what happens.
You wouldn't want to say that.
We'll put you in a corner with just like in each corner there'll be like a different Dairy Queen item.
Oh crap!
We'll see what happens.
I'll get naked in the cage for the Dairy Queen alone. I don't want any of this.
It just got really weird in here.
Well, Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I don't know. Keep your clothes on.
Okay, Craig. This next story, we've got a theme song for. Headline is, drunk man has to be rescued after getting himself trapped inside.
No, inside!
Inside a utility pole.
There's an inside?
A man in China reportedly got himself trapped inside a hollow utility pole after getting drunk.
Oh, no.
The man, unidentified, crawled into a 65-foot-long electricity pole.
That doesn't sound like a good place to go.
Which has been lying at roadside in Qingyang City.
Oh, it was just lying outside.
In the Gansu province on Saturday, reported the People's Daily Online. Firefighters managed to pull the man after they cut off part of the steel post and tied a rope on his body. The hollow pole measured 2 feet, 7 inches wide at one end, and 1 foot, 11 inches wide at the other. So it got tiny, tiny, tiny.
A little smaller, yeah.
Yeah. It was left on the side of the road and was waiting to be erected. The man, allegedly drunk, climbed in from the wider end, but as the pole got narrower, he got stuck.
He didn't notice this as he crawled further?
he was on the vodka, for Pete's sake. It's unclear how long he had stayed inside the tube when the firefighters arrived, however. Reports claimed that he had shown signs of suffocation. A 53-second-long video posted on CCTV Plus shows the firefighters' rescue effort. According to a witness, firefighters first supplied oxygen to stabilize his condition. Afterwards, the officers started to dismantle the lid of the electric pole.
The what?
The electric pole using a welding gun.
Lawrence Welk was reading this for a minute.
Ah, the bubbles. The firefighters sent in a slim-figured colleague. That'd be what they'd do with me. Climb on up in there, little guy. From the narrow side.
You'd fit about 4 feet in.
Of the pole to tie a rope on the trapped man. Then they used the rope to pull him out. The man was taken to hospital immediately to receive medical treatment. It's reported that the man did not sustain any life-threatening injuries.
He was in a pipe. How much
time? He is currently kept in hospital for further observation.
So I think I told you I was watching this show. It's a Canadian, eh?
Yeah, Beauty.
It's a Curious and Strange Deaths.
Yes, you were
like
telling
that.
Me about that Sunday.
And there's a guy spelunking, which is something I do not ever want to go do.
Like, I've done that. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, these guys
fun.
Crawl through places that you, like, literally you're bruising your ribs going through.
Last
so
time
small.
I went, I ran face-to-face into, like, a 2-foot-long red lizard.
Well, this guy in this story would have loved to just had that happen. He got stuck, and one of his ribs caught like a barb.
Oh!
They couldn't pull him out.
Oh!
They couldn't. And he was pointed, like, downward because he was, like, on a hump pointing back downward again. And no matter what they did, they couldn't break him free. He dead.
That's terrible.
It's a horrible story.
I think I'd rather run into the lizard again. It was a nice lizard. He didn't, you know, like.
Did he have a wee little hat?
He didn't bark.
He had, like, a little plane ticket in his hand?
He had a little caveman light, a little light on his
a
head.
A little minor hat?
Yeah,
a little minor
hat,
helmet.
Yeah. He actually led me to the proper exit.
Hey,
yeah.
You remember the time we said, hey, it'd be kind of funny to go rob a place and say we were joking?
I don't
remember.
Remember
we said that? We said, hey, we got to go rob a store and we'll just say we're joking.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh. Well, there was another guy then who tried to rob a Cumberland Farm. What? Rob Cumberland? What's Cumberland Farms?
I don't know. It's in Glens Falls, though.
Okay. Man who tried to rob Cumberland Farms says he was joking.
Ha ha.
He's joking.
Can't you take a joke?
You can't take him on his word.
Get these handcuffs off me.
A man charged with trying to rob a Glen Falls Cumberland farm says he was just joking. I was just joking, guys. Police aren't buying it.
Nah.
News Channel 13's media partners at the Post Star report 29-year-old Lawrence Forster handed the clerk at the Bay Street store a note early Sunday morning demanding money, then reached into his waistband to make it look like he had a weapon.
What's his last name?
Foster.
Australian for beer.
Australian for robbing.
Hey, I learned something about Australia.
It's another continent?
No. You know, like, we say, let's say you called me and said, let's go to lunch. I say,
why would I do that?
I'd like to, Craig. I'm extremely busy. You know what they say in Australia?
Uh-uh.
I'd like to, Craig, but I'm flat out.
Nice.
Flat out.
For you, here in Tennessee, that'd mean you were taking a nap.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what that would mean.
Yeah.
You're flat out. You're taking a nap.
Yeah.
Might I finish the last sentence?
Please.
Like two sentences, actually.
Well, I'm not counting.
The paper reports Foster then called. As you will recall after that story,
yes.
That rabbit hole you took us down.
Flat out.
He reached into his waistband and looked like he had a weapon.
Oh, he tried to make it look that way.
The papers report, Foster then called two sheriff's offices to try to explain himself.
Hey, look.
To try to mansplain himself.
Look here. This is Foster, Australian
for
beer.
Yeah, the Australian for robbing people.
I'm down here. I'm just playing a joke, okay?
It's a funny thing. I got a story. Hey, you got a second? Hold on a second. This is funny. You're going to really laugh. I think you'll find this funny when I tell you the story.
Don't pick up that other line because they're going to tell you I was trying to rob them.
He was sent to the Warren County Jail. He could face 15 years in prison.
And that, my friends, is no joke.
Joke's on him.
That's not funny. Headline is, man calls 911 with phony stories 11 times.
He should have called him 911 times.
This is Cincinnati, Ohio. And like I've been doing today, I researched this story. I was going to call the guy or have us call him on the podcast. He's still in jail.
He'd probably love your phone call.
He's still in jail.
And probably to send him a mail order, like a money order.
Brian Getz, and this comes to us, by the way, from Fox 19 out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati?
Brian Getz is resting easy at the Hamilton County Justice Center after a busy day of calling 911 on false emergencies, according to police.
People, this isn't funny.
Well, actually, it is.
Well, no, it's not funny to call. You should not only call it an emergency.
Don't do that to get on two middle-aged dudes in a microphone. No, just send us your phone number and get on. It's much easier.
Yeah, right.
He called for help 11 times since the end of September for different emergencies online, court records show, with the last one being made Sunday when they said, "That's it. We're going to get him."
Yep, we're done.
Court records show his
phone. You yelled just then.
Sorry.
Keep going.
Court records show his false reports varied from threatening to murder police officers to claiming to be shot himself.
So he had a whole gamut of stuff. He had
Let's go through them. I got a list of them here. Here are some of the other things he called 911 for.
Should we do them each? Should we back and forth?
That police say were false. Yeah, you take the first one.
Claiming he was shot and is still being chased.
Once he called and told dispatchers he was shot in the buttocks.
He said he shot and stabbed a known suspect who broke into his house.
Another time he called and threatened to shoot police officers at District 2 and District 5 headquarters.
Another time he claimed that he shot someone trying to break into his apartment.
Then he called and said on a second occasion that he was being chased and shot in the buttocks. He combined two that time.
That was nice, yeah. He told a story about being stabbed by an attempted rapist and went on to say he stabbed the assailant as well.
He made threats to commit suicide and murder his daughter.
He claimed he was holding a female hostage and had intentions to kill her.
And once he called police claiming to be a fellow officer. Why would he call 911?
Hi, guys.
Hey, this is Joe Bob.
Yeah, this is Officer 774. This officer.
My radio's broke, so I thought I'd just call in here 911.
Over and out.
In 2004, Getz was arrested for making four false calls about a kitchen fire. This guy's got some issues.
Wee woo, wee woo.
They need to take away his
phone.
We got
a kitchen fire.
Authorities say that call required three districts and eight police officers to respond, soaking up 3 hours of the department's time. In 2014, Norwood police said he called about a fictitious meth lab located in the basement of an apartment building.
This guy should spend his time in the clink being a...
you talking about the old Stony Lonesome?
The big house. He should...
the Gray Bar Motel?
He should spend time becoming a fictional writer. He should hone his skills.
In the pokey?
Yes.
He's been charged with making false alarms.
Slammer.
His next court date is February the 1st. He's being held with no bond. That's why I couldn't get in touch with him.
Wow.
I was going to call him. If we got his number, I was going to call him and say, 911, what is your emergency? Just see how he responded. Wouldn't that have been fun?
It'd be great if he gave us an original, too.
What do you mean?
You call him and he gives us an original emergency.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, officer, I was not shot in the buttocks this time. I got shot in the thigh.
Hey, keep it with the police officer thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this, I'm not sure, first of all.
Oh, this is funny.
This font bothers me to begin with. I just want to say that.
Right. Does it really? Yeah. Which one? The headline font?
The headline font.
Okay.
Police officer found happily roaming around in vehicle stolen just 12 days ago. This comes to us from Shikupura, wherever that is. A car snatched.
It's in Pakistan.
Okay. A car snatched by robbers around 12 days ago has been recovered from the possession of police officers who were using the vehicle after changing an official registration plate.
The police officers changed tags on it.
I saw that. DPO Shikupura arrested two suspected police officers, including sub-inspector Navid Sikandar, and head constable Meeboob. His name is Meeboob.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, Meeboob, you boob. After an inquiry, the police obtained a court remand of the accused persons. The vehicle was robbed from a taxi driver who had been booked for, oh my lord. The vehicle was robbed from a taxi driver who had been booked for Kangwa Dogran. When the driver arrived at the destination, his vehicle was intercepted by robbers impersonating police officials. The driver was then left in the fields nearby and was escorted to the nearest police station by a passerby. After a few days, the vehicle was identified by a friend of the driver after a police officer drove it to a medical store. The driver's friend took pictures of the vehicle and provided it to the police station where case had been registered. And they're all like, I don't know.
I think I saw that car in the parking lot.
They're like, wait a minute. And they're like, what car? That one. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man, my mom gave me that one.
After obtaining CCTV footage from the medical store, the police discovered that.
You think that's a drugstore?
The medical store?
Pakistan, the drug store.
I guess so. The medical store. The police discovered that the vehicle had been driven by head constable Meboob, who was deputied Deputed? What was he? What is that? Later on, the police raided the police station and found the police raided the police station. Zoinks? What just happened?
That's the line I've been waiting on you to read. Do it again. Take it from the top.
The police raided the police station and found the vehicle, which was being used by Sub-Inspector Naveed Shikandar.
It wasn't me. It was me, boob.
It was meh, boob. The accused officials have claimed that they found the vehicle near Kanpur Canal and that they were not involved in the theft.
No.
We don't know how the plate got on it.
It's just weird that the original theft was by guys posing as police.
I know. Hey, meh, boob. What? I'm not going to do it.
Hey, let's go down under.
Oh, no.
Down under. I'd like to go down under, but I'm flat out. Headline is...
That means you won't do the story. Good.
Kangaroo attacks Melbourne jogger like a dang truck. And I edited that.
You don't have to explain.
A towering male kangaroo hit a Melbourne jogger like a dang truck, and those are in quotes, in an attack that left her scratched, bleeding, and needing emergency surgery.
Lucky she was alive.
You ever seen a kangaroo get after somebody?
No, I know. They'll lean back on that tail. Yeah, they'll rip you apart.
They go, pow, 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 pow.
Yeah. Our friends down under can tell you. You'll mess with those things.
I'd like to send out a question for our friends down under. Have you ever fought a kangaroo, mate? Drop D? Hello?
Anyone?
You're not giving me anything?
I'm not giving you anything.
Debbie, how do you say that?
Urquhart.
A personal trainer.
Debbie U,
a personal trainer, said the, quote, big boy, quote, unquote, who came out
you
of
said,
nowhere.
Quote, big boy, quote, unquote, quote.
So I've still got a quote floating around.
You got a quote floating out there somewhere.
Who came out of nowhere and knocked her down was 2 meters tall, Craig.
Where'd you come from, mate? He came out of nowhere.
He's a big boy, I say.
I was over there.
I was just going to get some Fosters.
I was over there nowhere.
Miss
I
U,
was at 0030.
Debbie U didn't see him coming as she was out running on a bush track. It's so Australian. We don't even have a bush track
here. I assume
here.
That because
we've got the Anheuser-Busch Raceway. That's a bush track, I guess.
Just quit while you're ahead, okay? Go.
Debbie didn't see him coming as she was out running on a bush track on Saturday morning near Westerfolds Park.
So probably like a greenway.
Yeah. But in the bush.
Well, that's in the outback.
Correct.
Maybe.
Australia.
No, it's in the restaurant. She was jogging around the restaurant until they opened, so she get one of those
blooming onions. It's the only place to get one.
No, other than Chili's.
No, you can't get them in Chili's.
You can. They make the same thing at Chili's.
Don't make me call
them. It's exact same
don't
thing.
Don't make me call them.
I'll look up the menu.
He came up and hit me like a dang truck, and I didn't know what was going on.
They hit me like a dang truck.
She told 3AW on Tuesday. 3AW, that must be a TV station. They probably show shows like at .00014B.
0030.
Yeah. The more I was screaming and the more he was going for me. Miss Yu said the attack ended when she stopped screaming, allowing her to crawl into the grass and hide. He'll never find me here, mate.
Never see me here.
She hobbled about 200 meters home, bleeding profusely, and her husband took her to hospital. She needed dozens of stitches, Craig, and emergency surgery to repair torn bicep muscle, a ripped deltoid, and deep scratches to her back and buttocks.
This next quote.
He pushed me down with his back feet and then just sort of clawed at me, she said. Me protecting myself is how my arm got ripped so badly. He could have got my stomach or anything, but I sort of protected myself with the grass, and thank God he moved away. She told the Manningham Leader, the roux had thrown her to the ground like a rag doll. He ripped me to pieces, mate.
He ripped meat to pieces.
He ripped me to pieces, she said, adding, I thought he was going to come back and kill me.
If it were you, maybe he should have thought of it. Wait, what?
Debbie U stayed in hospital until Sunday morning, returning to work on Monday. She said she was unlikely to return to the jogging track.
As she has no legs.
In the bush.
As the kangaroo ate her legs.
Let's come back down south now.
All right, for
this next story.
Hey, this is in Alabama.
It's coming here from Alabama.
Ding, 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 ding. That was me just doing a little quick banjo.
A couple of months ago, I'd have said this is where our buddies from the Bearded Five live, but now we know better. They live in North Carolina.
They never lived there.
No, they didn't.
Hey, missing hunter.
Right.
Never was actually missing at all.
Well, what's the problem?
No, there's not. That's the end of the story.
That's a terrible story.
I know. Okay. Limestone County, Alabama.
There you go.
That's it. After a giant mix-up, a missing hunter was located safely. He was in the Limestone County Jail.
He was in the clink all along.
He was. The Limestone County Sheriff's Department told WHNT News 19 that 50-year-old Randy Keith
He's
Holt,
your age.
No. Randy Keith Holt was arrested for public intoxication just after 2 p.m. on
public
Monday.
Public intox.
Yeah. Officials say the family members were unaware that Holt had been arrested and reported him missing.
We don't know where he is, y'all. He went out hunting.
We're looking for my brother, Randy Keith Holt. Have you seen?
He's 50.
He's not the guy we down to pokey.
yeah, we got him here. Once officers were made aware of the missing man's last name, they located him and called him off the search.
Hey, y'all, we're looking for Randy. Anybody seen Randy?
No, I'll look for him when I get back from the search.
We got to go find Randy Keith.
We got to go find Randy, and then we're going to have some police come over here and search the police and arrest the police. The Limestone County Sheriff's Department, Alia.
This is the previous story. This is what came out before they found him.
Previously. Last week. Yeah, previously on Missing Hunter, Never Actually Missing at All. The Limestone County Sheriff's Department, ALEA, and multiple fire crews are searching for a missing hunter near Arrowhead Landing Boat Ramp off Old Highway 20, which is just west of Mooresville.
Oh, yeah.
Mooresville. And not far from the Wheeler Wildlife Refuge.
It's about halfway between those two.
The missing hunter is 50-year-old man who is now 3 hours late from returning from his hunting trip.
Randy.
Authorities.
He answers to Randy.
He answers to Randy. Do not approach. He answers to Randy. Authorities are coordinating with Huntsville Air Traffic Control to bring in a low-flying helicopter to do searches from the air.
Why don't they just get a drone?
Why don't they just check the jail?
Because they didn't know his last name.
Search crews are also using dogs at this time. They fly the helicopters? To look for the missing man. According to authorities, the last contact that anyone had with the missing hunter was at noon on Monday. Not true. At noon on Monday, he was in the pokey.
He was in the old Stony Lonesome.
At this time, authorities said they don't believe the missing hunter was carrying a cell phone because it was confiscated when he was booked, so they are unable to track him that way.
We can't hunt for your Randy because this phone we got keeps ringing.
I'm looking at our net. You know what time it is.
What time it is?
It's top 10 time.
Yes.
Now, I got to get through this one because there's actually extended family members that are in this organization.
I've got family members in this
organization. So we don't want to offend anybody.
No.
And I've not read this yet.
And there's some Illuminati stuff.
So I would like to say right now that I've not read this yet. And if anybody happens to be listening in the extended family that is part of this, I'm reading this off of paper.
There's nothing bad here.
Okay, just make...
I just wonder if
you got bad hair.
I wonder if Chuck Barris was a Freemason.
I don't know. Top 10 scandalous Freemason secrets.
Speaking of Chuck Barris, if you're listening, please call us.
He's in the back of the room. All right, man.
he's somewhere with Gene Gene, the dancing machine, right now.
Yeah, the unknown comic. The Freemasons are one of the most secretive and controversial religious groups. I don't think they're religious groups.
Religious, really?
I think they're loosely. Groups in the world. Masons have existed for centuries, and if we are to believe their claims, they've existed covertly for even longer.
Yeah, George Washington was a Freemason.
Sure. Whatever their history, I'm with you on it. I'm there. Whatever their history, I just look at this paragraph. It's so long. I want to get through
it. It's not.
For me, it is.
Okay.
Hooked on Phonics has done wonders for me. Whatever their history, speculation has always been an enjoyable pastime and is especially true in the case of the Masons' more scandalous secrets. Having passed down traditions and secrets from one generation of initiates and to the next, they make it difficult to know what's outdated and what's still practiced. Consider these 10 Masonic activities as provisional facts. We don't know for sure, but
it's
always an interesting exercise to imagine what might be going on behind our backs.
You know how you become a Mason, don't you? To be one, ask one.
Whoa.
That's pretty deep, isn't
it? That was deep.
To be one, ask one.
So the simple question is knock and the door will be answered?
We should sign up. We should go undercover.
No. Number 10.
Yeah.
They will not testify truthfully against
each
other.
Now, wait a minute. That's illegal.
That is illegally. Illegally. That is illegally. Illegally. Number 9. You going to do these?
Yeah. They have a secret handshake.
Well,
that's number 9.
We have a secret handshake.
You and I have a secret handshake for Pete's sake. That's nothing big.
Number 8. They have secret passwords. Well, I have secret passwords.
I do, too.
I don't give you my password to my computer.
You know my passwords.
Oh, I do, actually. That's not a secret.
But go ahead and explain that.
This is one of the best known facts about the Masons, but they... The general perception is that they have just one password. In fact, there are several passwords various occasions and reasons. So this is like when the little window in the door opens.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's password.
Yeah, password. Oh, come on in.
Number 7. Their rituals involve a noose.
Maybe that's the typo, is moose.
No, that's the Hunter's Lodge.
Oh, sorry.
That's down the street.
That's the Wild Elk Club down the... Number six, they are obsessed with the sun.
Really?
Honestly, I think we all are. It can't sort of keeps us warm. And yeah.
Can't live without it. Number five, Masons exclude atheists.
It's their prerogative.
It's a religion, yeah. Apparently.
Well, I mean, either way, it's their it's their prerogative.
Sure,
whatever. I'm going to knock them on that one.
Can't say so.
Number four.
Yeah?
They work to control politics and finance in various countries. Do not know about that.
Mm-mm. No, but I believe it. You know me. I'm a sucker for these.
Yeah, you believe everything. Things. Number three.
Number three. Their symbol is on the dollar bill.
Okay.
Yeah. Their symbol is Abraham Lincoln. No, that's a five. Yeah, their symbol is George Washington. No, it's actually the pyramid on the back.
Right.
Yeah. With this all seeing
made
eye.
Made of what?
Bricks.
Right.
Masonry.
Anders Breivik was a Mason. He was responsible for the 2011 mass murder in Norway. Was a member of the Lodge of St. Olaf. Oh, he's the little snowman in Frozen. Olaf. He was promptly executed. They didn't take the slow route. But his degree of involvement within the organization is open for debate. Okay, but you know what?
So that's
when
they
not fair.
They
that's
come back. Well, he was a Mason, and then the Masons
but that's
come back
not
and
fair.
Said, "No, he just cleaned the toilets or something. He didn't know the password."
It doesn't matter. The thing is, you could say some crazy Christian out there does something. Well, that doesn't mean he's like one crazy guy, right?
He's a wild and crazy.
He's
guy.
A wild and crazy guy.
And the number one most scandalous Freemason secret, Craig. Masons played a role in space exploration. I think they were on the set of the film for the moon landing. Some say that Masons have an agenda to take over the world, but some Masons seem to have their sights set on the moon. Astronauts in the Apollo program, including Buzz Aldrin, were self-professed Masons. Well, I could be a self-professed. I'm a Mason, Craig. I'm a self-professed Mason.
Okay.
They're right. Flags have been to the moon and back, and Aldrin seems to have claimed the moon for his you can't do that. He claimed the moon for his Masonic lodge in Texas.
You can say whatever you want to say. I mean,
I'm here on the moon. I claim it for my lodge in Texas.
Well, from the extended family, I hear it is the words told me were is a noble and upstanding organization.
One of my favorite cousins, and I have a bunch of cousins.
You have a bunch of favorite cousins?
I have a couple favorite cousins. One of them is a Mason, and his son's now a Mason, and he never tells me anything about it. I could twist his arm. He just won't tell me.
Last name's Mason,
oh,
isn't everybody a Mason?
Yes. You're born knowing the secret handshake
Think about that one for a while. Let that one simmer. Let that one sim on your frontal lobe.
Well, it's that time, Craig.
Oh, no.
It's the end of the program as we know it, and I feel fine.
I feel okay about it.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. And please tune in next time when you might hear Craig say something like...
An undefined problem has an infinite number of solutions.
Does it really?
I don't know. That's
your quote?
Sure. Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.
Hey there, Timmy.
It's Bobby.
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Were you ever a child?
No.
Well, then do we have the podcast for you.
Wow, gee willikers.
Here at Turning Back the Pages podcast, we strive for excellence in children and young adult literature. We read and give in-depth reviews and overviews so that you know what's going on in the book and you know what we think.
Bark, bark, bark. Shh, calm down, Brian.
Who names their dog Brian?
I do.
That's just lame.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
Turning Back the Pages podcast has been rated by top scientists.
Yes, I am top scientist and I agree with this statement wholeheartedly. Now, where's my check?
So, Timmy.
It's Bob.
I don't care. You should check us out.
Oh boy, where can we find you?
You can find us at the Ace Podcast Network, along with several other really fabulous podcasts.
Like what?
Go and have a look for yourself. And remember, Timmy, keep turning those pages.
I'm trying, but the pages are hurting my hands.